In this bulletin, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions resigns on President Donald Trump's request. Australia to invest billions in Pacific infrastructure, and Socceroos coach Graham Arnold set to announce his squad for upcoming friendlies against South Korea and Lebanon. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. United States Attorney General Jeff Sessions has resigned at President Donald Trump's request. It comes after unrelenting criticism from the president over Mr. Sessions' recusal from an investigation into Russia's role in the 2016 presidential race. Mr. Sessions' chief of staff, Matthew Whitaker, a former U.S. attorney from Iowa, will be acting attorney general. United States President Donald Trump has clashed with reporters at his post-election news conference, ordering several to sit down and telling another he's a rude, terrible person. Republicans lost control of the House of Representatives in yesterday's midterm elections but retained power in the Senate. During a news conference that lasted close to 90 minutes, President Trump cast the results as very close to complete victory for Republicans, saying he can negotiate on some issues with Democrats. But the president grew irate after reporters pressed him on why he referred to a migrant caravan making its way to the US on foot as an invasion. President Trump took particular offence to CNN correspondent Jim Acosta before criticising NBC journalist Peter Alexander.
I'll tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN. Go ahead.
I think that's unfair.
You're a very rude person. The way you treat Sarah Huckabee is horrible. And the way you treat other people are horrible. You shouldn't treat people that way. Go ahead.
In Jim's defense, I've traveled with him and watched him. He's a diligent reporter who busts.
Well, I'm not a big fan of yours either, so
I understand.
To be honest. Prime
Minister Scott Morrison is set to announce plans to create a $2 billion fund for infrastructure investment in the Pacific. Defence links will also be strengthened with more training of Pacific militaries and regular Navy deployments. Mr. Morrison will outline the details later today, but says the government is making the Pacific the centre of Australia's strategic outlook, foreign policy and personal connections.
We need to continue to ensure that we have the support of our Pacific neighbours and friends and family. And we demonstrate that in all of the ways I'm outlining today. We've got their back, they've got our back, they've always had our back, and we need to just further strengthen that bonds of friendship and relationship. It's our responsibility in this part of the world. I think we have a real duty of care to our Pacific family and friends.
China has increasingly moved into the region with loans for infrastructure, but Mr. Morrison says he wants Australia to be the first country Pacific nations turn to. Democrat Nancy Pelosi, who is poised to become the next Speaker of the US House of Representatives, has not confirmed whether Democrats are looking to investigate US President Donald Trump. Democrats will now head House committees that can probe the president's tax returns, which he has refused to turn over, possible business conflicts of interest, and any links between his 2016 election campaign and Russia. President Trump has warned he will adopt a warlike posture if Democrats investigate him. Ms. Pelosi says such oversight decisions could be left up to congressional committee heads.
I'm a big believer in the committee system, always have been. Our committees will make their decisions and make their recommendations to the caucus. But you can be sure of one thing. When we go down any of these paths, we'll know what we're doing and we'll do it right.
To football, and Socceroos coach Graham Arnold will announce his 23-man squad for the upcoming friendlies against South Korea and Lebanon. Adelaide United's Craig Goodwin, who hasn't played for the Socceroos since 2013, is expected to be named, along with Scotland-born Martin Boyle. Daniel Azani has been ruled out of the tournament after rupturing his anterior cruciate ligament, while goalkeeper Brad Jones will also be sidelined due to concussion. Star midfielder Aaron Moy and frontline goalkeeper Matt Ryan will play in the matches after recovering from minor injuries. The two home friendlies later this month are the last scheduled matches for the Socceroos before their Asian Cup defence next January. Let's look at today's weather now. It's mostly sunny in Perth and 26. It's partly cloudy in Adelaide and 19. More cloud in Melbourne, 18. Possible shower in Hobart today and 16. Sunny weather in Canberra, 21 in Wollongong, Possible shower, 17. Similar conditions for Sydney and Newcastle, tops of 19 and 18. In Brisbane, a shower or two and 27. It's mostly sunny in Cairns, 32. And in Darwin, a shower and two, with a possible storm, a top of 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.